It's Wilkinson's, your independent grocer's Seeds of Success, fueled by Townsend Butchers. For the last week, we are looking at dairy producers. I'm here with Quality Assurance Manager Suann Nobbs with the Magnum Ice Cream Company. She's been with the company since 1995. Suann, I guess my question for you is, has there been a lot of change over that time when it comes to making ice cream, or is there still a core mechanic at the center of it that sticks through it all these years?
Making of ice cream really is essentially a very simple process overall, right? You make a mix that's well formulated to hold in a little bit of air, and you send through a freezer. So that part of it hasn't changed. Our equipment has changed a bit. So as we get, you know, more technical, purchase a little more higher tech equipment, we're able to do a little bit faster, larger volumes at a time to fill tubs and containers or popsicle molds.
Is there excitement under this new Magnum banner?
I think what's exciting is that Unilever does have a lot of other brands, right? So they're into, like, you know, beauty and care and stuff like that. Having just ice cream alone on a standalone gives more focus to what the consumer wants. And that was kind of the strategy of, you know, of what when Magnum have come together, let's take all the experts in ice cream, let's put them all together, and then have them understand the supply chain end to end to make it a lot more efficient and more effective. We all like to have, you know, regular ice cream, but it's nice to have a little bit of something different and exciting. And when you have all these brains together that understand ice cream, we're able to hopefully innovate a lot quicker. And, you know, there's, you know, talk, can we bring back some of the old products that we used to have, or being able to give, a lot of our customers will call in and I get to see a lot of the, you know, consumer inquiries and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, when are you going to make, you know, butter pecan again, or when are you going to make strawberry shortcake and stuff like that. So it's kind of fun to have all that communication come into just under the ice cream umbrella to say, okay, where do you know, what are the consumers asking for? What can we deliver? What do we know as the technology we have in Simcoe, and can we deliver it?
Now, you get to see a lot of stuff, obviously, behind the scenes. Are there any neat things that you see that stand out to you that you think that people who just eat the products would find interesting?
You know, I think our Ben & Jerry's product is a really amazing product, and that's why it's high-end. It's, you know, it's low, what we call overrun. It really speaks to the consumer with a lot of ingredients and chunks. And I think people, if you were watching the manufacturing of that, would be quite surprised of, you know, how much goes into that little tiny container that people will take home, you know, and enjoy. So, and the quality of those ingredients are just high end. So everything from the milk, the cream that we put in, the eggs, the formulation that goes into that is high quality all the way through and through. And that's why sometimes, it, you know, it's an expensive little container, but it definitely is a mighty well bang buck ice cream in comparison, I think, to the competition in that space.
I do like the fact, too, that despite having like this massive outreach, there's a lot of local here, especially when it comes to the product.
A lot of people don't realize, but we've been in Canada for as long as, you know, most ice cream industries. And it is a Canadian, even though our brands may be global or U.S. born or native. But realistically, it's made in Canada, and we use all Ontario type dairies in our product. So most of the ingredients you'll find that makes the core of our ice cream are from Canada, Ontario, fairly local.
Thank you so much for your time.